This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
There are a lot of things to think about as you're planning for or possibly in retirement, but maybe the gift tax is not one of those things you've thought about. We're going to talk about that today and many other things. This is Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman, along with Scott McLean each week.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, and I hope you're having a great start to 2023, my friend.
Thank you. I hope everybody out there is having a beautiful year as you plan for the year. It's tax time. And you know what the biggest thing our firm is, as we talk about many times, is taxes. When your financial advisor doesn't look at the tax return, it causes trouble. Just a young woman came in just the other day, age 79 years old. She has money she wants to have her kids enjoy while she's still around, Alex. And I said, why don't you give them some money? And I said, you have plenty of money. You would do well to give them a nice present. And what better gift to give them is while your lights are still on. In other words, you know what's going on. You're not Alzheimer, dementia. Why don't you enjoy giving your money, enjoying them with the money? And she said to me, she goes, Scott, I would really like that. But I understand I can give $10,000 away. I said, you know, you could give $10,000 away, but based on the here 2023, as we're in the new season of 2023, actually, it's gone up from 2021, $16,000 you can give, but now it's $17,000. But wait, there's more. The reason I tell those of you out there who are thinking about maybe giving money to your children, there's a lot more behind this. I'm just going to give you some of the tax rules, Alex, because if I gave them, you know, just the rules, then there's other situations you may not want to give them. But let's talk about giving money.
And before you do that real quick, Scott, just in case something resonates, I do want people to know, jot this down. If you hear something and it raises questions, be sure to have this number handy, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Sorry, Scott. I just want to make sure people have that number handy in case they hear something and they do have questions. Please continue.
Alex, that's important because I get excited about saving money. And this woman that left the other day, and here she is, she wants to give money. And she said $10,000. I get that across the board. And again, for 2023, it's $17,000. Now, here's the rule. Without filing a Form 709. Now, the Form 709, based on the Tax Act, it allows you to give more. So frankly, if you want to give $50,000, as long as you file that form, tell your accountant that you're going to give the money to the kids or to, you could adopt me. I'm adoptable. My mom and dad passed away, so I'll take on new parents. So will you, Alex, right?
Sure.
But without having to do the 709 form, basically you can give up to $17,000. Now, let me give you a warning. It's not a write-off. So for those of you who are tax savvy and say, oh, I could give my kids money and write it off, that's not going to happen. So be very careful. Number two, be very careful when you give the kids money, because you might have a child that if they get a dollar, they want two. So I'd be very clear if you have more than one children.
What are you talking about? No, but that would never happen, Scott.
No, never.
No, they're always happy with what they get, and they don't throw a fit. What are you talking about?
Oh, isn't that the truth? And those of you who are laughing right now, I can feel a few of you out there laughing. It is so true. because when they want a gift, you know, sometimes it's, I wrote a paper for the church I'm going to talk about in a second. It's better to give and get more back, which was the article of my paper for our churches. And I'll go over that in a minute. But for that young meeting, that woman yesterday, she wanted to give money. If you want to give your kids money, I hope you do. For the kids that are putting their hand out there, they want more money than their brother or sister. Or maybe you feel guilty. You have one child that's has a lot of money, and the other child is just really butt broke. I mean, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel. They can't even see the bottom of the rut. I can tell you they might be hurting for certain. And you might want to help them out more. Be very careful for doing it. Remember, we all have 24 hours in a day, and we can all make that money in 24 hours. Some have invested it wisely, some haven't. So you might want to be concerned about maybe how you tell the kids, here's what I'm going to do, and here's why I want to see you enjoy it. Maybe if you have a child that has debt, quick idea. This is not advice, but a quick idea. Maybe you know you have one child that has a student loan, and maybe they should or shouldn't pay it off. Maybe they have a lot of credit card debt, and they're sinking. Maybe they have a mortgage, and they need to pay it off. I don't know what the situation is. I get a lot of calls. And when I get the calls, the question is, maybe you should write that check, you know, to your kids. And then, of course, or maybe you should write it directly to the credit card company. But again, it's if it's a gift, you want to send it to the kids and maybe have them at the same time deposit their account with them and go to the bank and then have them write a check to the credit card company or automatically put it in there. Some way to make sure that that bill got paid off, because you know that you're paying off a debt, you might want to ring it up again. So this is really important. So again, this is, we're talking about the exemptions and the rates of gift tax, federal transfer of money when you're trying transferring that. We had another discussion today, Alex, where this woman came in, beautiful lady. She was 89 years old, and she wanted to put the house in the kids' names. I said, whoa, time out, cuz. There's some special trust. You could do that instead. If you give the kids the house now, you get the cost basis of what you paid. Her husband built the house for $49,000. And after all improvements, maybe she's up to $100,000 for new windows and kitchen. And she goes, well, should I put in the kids' names? No, don't do that. Let's put that into a trust, whether it's irrevocable trust to make them the trustee, or perhaps maybe you put it into a specialized trust. Give me a call, by the way, if you're thinking about this. Because in her case, if she transferred the house to her two children, today the value of her house is $700,000. Her cost basis after all improvements and fix-up is about $100,000. Therefore, she's transferring the house at the original cost, and the kids are going to pay tax. Not a good deal. Mm. So I would say, caution you. You know, give our office a call if you have some questions about gifting and maybe you want to know how to really better make your money work for you and your family, 609-488-4646. Because you don't want to, you kind of want to give your kids some money, some of you. And if you do want to give that money to your kids, great. It could be a great time of blessing. You get to see them enjoy it. Maybe you got grandkids and they need a special tutor. Maybe they're a special in sports. Maybe they need some materials for school or whatnot. This could be a great, great gift whenever you give it to them. But then again, this is important to do.
And real quickly, again, this is Scott McClain, McClain Advisory Group right here in Weirdtown. He gave that number, 609-488-4646. Just add a .com at the end for the website. And go ahead and continue, Scott. And I also want you to hit on, is this a taxable event for the recipient of the gift as well? I think that's something important. We're talking about the tax that maybe, you know, you could get hit with for supplying the gift, but what about receiving it?
You know, I was just about to go there. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I'd hate to go over that and not bring it up. So yes, when you're giving a gift, when they receive the money, it's a non-taxable gift. And so that's really important. But when you give the money, it's where are you taking it from? If you're taking it from a qualified account, let's say an IRA, 401k, 403b, it will be taxable to your income. If you're taking it from a non-taxed account, let's say a non-qualified or a joint account, or a TOD account. This could be taxed differently. This is why I specify, and really, for those of you who want a copy of my book, I'd love to meet with you. Come in. I'll be happy to give you a book if we have a meeting together to help you understand, which is why the financial advisor needs to look at the tax return. Why? If you're going to give a gift, what investments do you sell off if you don't just have simple CDs or fixed accounts? But if you have investments out there, what you sell could be a benefit to you. Maybe you have some write-offs because maybe the stock market is down or your portfolio's not doing very well, and it could be a good time to do a transfer of wealth to the kids. So again, the tax return along with the portfolio, when I meet with people, I need to see both so you can figure out where you're taking it from. Again, when you give the kids the money, they should be happy and loving. And hopefully, if they're not, don't give them anything. You give it to Scott McClain. But notwithstanding, you know, I was thinking about the lifetime exclusion tax. You think about that now, as I said in the beginning of the show, it's $17,000 for 2023, non-taxable. Think about your money in buckets, and maybe you want to. I think the biggest thing I found is if I were to give money to my kids, here I'm 70, 80 years, 85 years old, and I got a little bit of life left. I don't really not spending it. So great to be able to enjoy the thrill of watching it. Or maybe you're going to be buying your son, your daughter, the grandkids something they really want, and you get to give it to them. Oh man, the joy of giving is just really is good for the heart, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I think when also you think about the 529 plan, you spoil the grandkids with college money, and of course you put away $60,000 in a 529 plan for the grandkids, and of course you think about what's going to be the exemption. Could that be a trigger, a gift tax exclusion because it's over the limit? And again, you think about the special rules are involved. This is why people give our office a call all the time. They ask us this. You know, we've got tons of calls, people coming in. And when they ask those questions, this is important. You think about using the rules over a lifetime, maybe spreading it over a 5-year worth of gift tax returns. This is important.
Yes.
609-488-4646. Alex, I want to talk about churches or
I was going to ask you that because we're talking about gifts, and I want to hit on one other key point too, real quick, Scott. That you know we're talking about that it can be a $17,000 gift in 2023, but you know if you are blessed like this, you could give 17 grand to your son, you could give 17 grand to your neighbor, you could give 17 grand to this person. It doesn't have to be a total of 17, it's just per person. And I thought that I thought that was just an interesting note if you are that lucky to be able to give like that. And then real quickly here in just a couple minutes we have left, Scott, yes, do go over that we're talking about gifts, and that's different than a charitable donation, right?
It is. There's a thing called the QCD. QCD. For those of you that have IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, a QCD, qualified charitable deduction, a donation, it really is, but you don't get a deduction. But a charitable QCD, charitable contribution. And so you think about you're going to give money to charity. That's got to be a nonprofit, a legal nonprofit. And when you're giving money, as I told our church, if you're giving money because you're now age 73 is the new RMD rule for 2023. When you're giving money to the charity, why not maybe if you're giving, let's say, 10% of your income? That's the old Malachi rule down there in the Old Testament. Let's say you have a $50,000 of income and you want to give $5,000 or whatever it is. It is so neat if you're giving and you're charitable minded, giving it from the IRA directly to the charity. So in other words, you call up and say, hey, Vanguard, or hey, Scott, we'd like to give XYZ to our charity. I go to a church up here called Bayside Chapel, and I wrote a paper there called Give and Get More Back. Why are you going to get more back? Because when you write a check based on the tax deductions, you get so much exclusion. Well, the question is, if you're gifting, you might not get the full benefit. So why not have the IRA or the paying out for the required minimum distribution directly sent to the charity of your choice. By the way, I'll change my name. It's Charity. How's that sound, Alex?
There you go. Yeah. No.
But you want to make sure you do it the right way. And when people call us at 609-488-4646, Scotty, how do you do that? Let me help you out, because there's nothing better than giving. And what you receive back is not only a blessing because you know you gave to the right charity of your choice, but also you're not paying tax on it. You see, if you take out, let's say, $5,000, because you have to take the RMD, requirement of distribution, you put it in your pocket and you write a charity a check for $5,000. Well, your deduction is absolutely not as good for many people, unless I see the tax return, as if it went directly to the charity from your IRA. So please don't make that mistake. Give us a call. If you want my help, I'd love to help you off the air at our firm, the McLean Advisory Group, trying to help you make wise decisions for your money and for your family. I hope this was helpful, Alex. So I hope it was for people out there listening.
Yes, I thought it was very interesting. Talking about the gift tax today, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. If you have questions, that is the number for Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about retirement risks to avoid. Don't go anywhere.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman, along with Scott McLean.
And that's today, right.
That's right, baby. Ready for us. Today, we're talking about seven easy to avoid retirement risks. We're going to go through them. Easy to avoid. I mean, that's
easy, Alex.
That's
Alex,
what it's. I know nothing's easy, Scott. I know it's all relative, my friend. So maybe easy isn't the right word, but maybe it's possible to avoid these retirement risks.
It.
We at least would can maybe do that. You know, people look forward to retirement, of course, all the relaxing and enjoying activities that we've not had the time to do. Maybe reading more, traveling, exercising. But as we transition into retirement, there's a lot of things that, well, we just didn't realize that we're going to be there when we crossed over that threshold as far as our way of living. Yeah. I mean, there are risks to that. I mean, that is one of the biggest fears, obviously, is running out of money. So let's go through these seven easy to avoid risks. And if something resonates with you, if you have questions, give Scott a call, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. If you have questions, Scott is here to answer them. So risk number one, living too long. Explain that one, Scott.
You know, we all want to live long. You think about Methuselah. You think about in the Old Testament. There's only one guy actually kind of walked out of this picture in the Old Testament, and he didn't die. He just lived, went on. I think about so many people. We all want to live a long life as long as it's healthy. And then, of course, challenges. When I was looking in the year 2000, I think 50,000 people, I think you gave me some stats also, that 50,000 people who lived to age 100 or older by 2050 is projected. So I'm kind of thinking about this. And that number is expected, by the way, to reach 1 million. So we're going to live a lot longer. I was reading a book called Life Force. Tony Robbins did a wonderful book for those of you who really like to read and learn about the new stuff that's coming out, the scientific, the medical. journey, what's happening in the supplements. Life Force is a great book. You might want to get your hands on. As I was reading it, and we're going to live a lot longer. And the new stuff that's coming out is just amazing. These young kids and doctors that are really just coming around. But we're living too long. And I think that's, as I mentioned before, we're talking about the 7 easy to avoid risks. Well, it's not easy to keep healthy. You got to work out. You got to eat right. We all love sweets, which are very bad for you. But I love sweets. But the challenge is we're living. Could you live too long? Maybe you think you're going to pass away. I've got a very close friend. We'll call him Raphael. Raphael. And Raphael is a beautiful friend of mine for many, many years. And when we were doing this planning, he kept saying during the planning stage, well, Scott, my mom and dad died at 65 and 67. I'm 63. I probably will make it to 70. I've got a heart condition. I said, Ralph, my friend, what if you make it longer? Today, Ralph is 73 and he ran out of money. He doesn't have it left. He was burning so much cash in his portfolio. And I said, Ralph, please, you have to spend this. Scotty, I'm not going to make it. Well, he made it and he is still healthy. He didn't have his parents' ailments. So number one risk, if I were to say the 7 easy to avoid retirement risks, this isn't easy to avoid, but you work out hard, obviously. He's doing well. Don't run out of money.
Yep.
Are you planning to live a good long life? I hope you are. And I think that's the hope and dream of that. So number one risk, living too long.
Risk number 2, as we're going through 7 easy to avoid retirement risks in retirement. The second one, explain this one, Scott, spending principle.
Boy, what a great risk number 2 as you think about living too long. Imagine living too long and you're spending the principal as my boy Ralph did, and you can spend principal without knowing it. In other words, the stock market goes up and your portfolio went up 20%. You say, well, heck, I'll just take out that 20%. And the next year the market drops 15%, but you pull out the same amount of money. Not understanding that reverse dollar cost averaging, as I mentioned in one of my segments in our shows, that you could actually burn down principal much faster. And the reverse dollar cost averaging, if those of you listening right now, if you're not clear on how reverse dollar cost averaging or dollar cost averaging works, please, please do yourself a favor. Please, if you have a pen and paper, write this down. Get ready. This is very important. If you're not sure how reverse dollar cost averaging is in light of dollar cost averaging, write this down, 609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you off the air because number 2 is very easy to avoid, meaning you're not paying attention. And when you're not paying attention to something, here you are living a long life. You got 30 years left, almost like a 30-year mortgage. And in reverse, you start paying the mortgage payments and you're not paying back the principal at all. Pretty soon, you start paying the principal and you're down to 0. My question to you guys out there, are you watching how the money is lasting? Should you reallocate? We spoke in our previous show, we talked about allocating your money in this volatile stock market. Perhaps you need to allocate your money to get some kind of vehicle that'll give you income for life for yourself or yourself and your spouse, your significant other. So both of you have a income that will last a good long time. Because what happens is if you're married out there, have a significant other, well, one of you, if you're married, are going to lose the Social Security. So your husband dies, wife dies, your spouse dies. The highest of Social Security transfers to the other, but you lost a significant amount of money. So I think that's really important. You think about taking a pool of savings worth, let's say, $1 million, you're generating 5% per year. That's $50,000, Alex. Now, Alex, you're getting $50,000, even if you just take a little bit more of that $50,000, just a small amount of your principal of your $1 million savings, it will be depleted. It will evaporate. So when people say, well, I've got a lot of money. Well, okay, how are you spending it? Are you being frugal? Or in my family, when you're Jewish and Scottish, you're really cheapish. You really got to watch, am I spending too much principal? It's easy to do, Alex. Very easy. So I guess number one was living too long, but then you're spending too much money. That's principle number two. Be very, very careful, Alex. People need to be aware of that.
Man, the whole Scottish and cheap thing really resonated with me. You've never met my father, but yeah. If he heard me right now, he'd be nodding his head. Yes, in agreement. 609.
No, my dad was the same way. My dad was very frugal.
Hey.
And
you know,
he watched every dime. He didn't turn the lights out in the bedroom. You get yelled at, and if you don't do it the second time, you might get a little spanking. And I grew up in that. I didn't understand it. I was pissed, really ticked off that he would get mad at me. But
sure,
you know, I do the same thing with my kids. And now I'm a grandparent. If I see my little grandson leaving light, turn the light off.
Well, those lessons that the you know, the great folks who lived through the Depression and the lessons that they tried to trickle down to people, and sometimes that ended up being your parents who then were telling you to turn the light off because of the bill.
If you'd like to get a copy of my book, The Three Blind Mice, How the Financial Planning Process Leads Your Money to a Mousetrap, please give our studios a call. We'll make it available to anybody. We'd love to help you as long as we have any left, because I think this book will guide you through all of the jungles and the quagmires, the ruts in the road. As you are in your investments with your investment advisor, you ask wise questions. So again, like to just throw it out there, if you would like to give us a call at our office. Now, Alex, you were saying that the simple mistakes that people are making, number one, living too long, number two, spending down principal. And then I think you wanted me to talk about something that was really hitting all of us right now. What was that? Number three, Alex.
Inflation and maybe underestimating it could be a risk for sure.
I bought my house in Ocean Gate, New Jersey, and I paid $42,500. And that was when my mortgage payment was interest rate was around 13.5, and I was happy as a pickle in a barrel. And then I saw mortgage rates jumping up to 16 and 17%. You know what? I felt pretty excited. Then I saw the mortgage rates come so I could refinance and reduce my rates. But this is inflation in the worst and the best. So how do you take care of it? And so we're all feeling it. You know, you're feeling it out there when you go to the pump and you grab that nozzle, or if you're getting it pumped by yourself or having someone do it, and you look at the bill. And of course, I filled up my diesel the other day for $5.98 it was. And I just got 17 gallons and I'm like, holy bananas. Not that we couldn't afford it. I don't want to overpay. Again, I said I'm very, very frugal. And so I always shop for the best price. Inflation has a way of getting away. Like the price I bought for my house in Ocean Gate, I bought it for $42,500 and sold it for $125,000 just 3 years later. I got lucky. You think about a baby coming out of the oven, beautiful little kid, beautiful child. God's blessed the child. No matter what condition it is, you're blessed with this beautiful infant. And later on in life, it grows. That's inflation on a child, from a little beautiful kid coming out to now it's a older child. And so the question is, things change. How do you get around it? Well, we want the kid to grow, but we don't want to keep paying more for our products. And so I hear so many stories. It's the supply chain, Alex. The supply chain is so bad. That's why we have inflation. I heard that on the radio or TV from one of the government pundits. And there's so many quote unquote excuses, but it's still coming out of your pocket. When you live a lot longer, you're going to be going to McDonald's and you're going to get a Happy Meal. And pretty soon you're going to have to split that Happy Meal with your spouse because it's so expensive. And that's inflation. Inflation could really evaporate your money. When I evaporate your money, A, you live too long. B, now you got to spend more money, or you're spending down principal. And three, inflation is a hidden, the grim reaper. It just shows up, and that could be disastrous.
Scott, we have time for one more. We're going through seven easy to avoid retirement risk in retirement. Before we take a break, let's go to risk number four. staying invested in the stock market too long. We know staying in the stock market for a long time is a good idea generally, but what are we talking about if we're saying staying in too long?
The stock market has market cycles, and I've go this over every one of my workshops, Alex. This is unique that as we speak about the challenges, risks we have, what people don't understand is the stock market history. The history of the stock market has cycles. And if you did us, if you've been to one of my classes, you've heard me from 1899 to 1921, the price to earnings ratio was around 30 and the market dropped. Then the market took off from 1921 to 1929. This cycle of the boom market took off, the bull market. And it was just from 1921 to 1929. This was a nice short period the market took off. Then it evaporated again and it dropped. And it dropped again from 1929 to 1954. If you're not writing this down, if you're driving right now, this is important. Not understanding the stock market cycles, which is a full stock market cycle, about 35, 36 years. So from 1929 to 1954, imagine pulling money out and the market's dropping for that 25 years. Then from you go that period of time, now we're going into a bull cycle in the market. When the market 1954, the market took a poop, now it's going to come bow. 1966, the market took off. But then it turned back again. It dropped again. So from 1966 to 1982, the market didn't come back. It went nowhere from point to point. Imagine the stock market is at 1,000, and here it is, 25 years later, it's still at 1,000. How you invest your money, staying invested in the long period, if for those of you in retirement periods or heading into retirement, this is critical. You pay attention to allocating or putting your money in the right buckets of money that will absolutely not evaporate, having income that we all deserve, we all want for the rest of your life. So this cannibalization of your money. Then here it is from 19, those of you listening right now, from 1982 to 2000 was the fastest bull cycle in the United States history. 1982 to 2000. I studied this because I was ready to get out of the business, Alex. I don't know if you know this. I was ready to leave the business in 2000 to 2003, when the market dropped 50%. And I was told by the big firm I was with, hang in there, don't worry, it'll come back. Why? Because they're worried about the company profits, not about my clients. Then here it is in 2000, the bottom of 2008. Well, what happened? Well, the market dropped from 2000 to 2003, came back by 2007 and broke even, then dropped again, which is people wasn't aware of, 60%, 6-0 by 2009. Everybody says 2008. Well, the bottom was 2009 and then came back. Imagine from 2000 to 2013, you made no money. 13 years of a done. For those of you that are invested, not understanding market cycles, this is where you want to say, Scott, how does the market cycle affect me? How does it affect my inflation? Am I spending too much principal, number two? And number one, am I outliving my area? So the four areas that Alex brought up with us today, if you're in that boat, please, please do yourself a favor. Do your spouse, your family, your kids a favor. Pay attention, because the next three areas we talk about, the unexpected events that are coming down the line, please don't turn me off now. You want to pay attention, because this is critical, because the biggest mistakes in retirement could be made because you're not paying attention, or the advisor's trying to sell you, not educate you. This is important. So please stay on your game. Pay attention to market cycles, as Alex mentioned.
And if you have questions, give Scott a call, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Going through 7 easy to avoid risks in retirement. We've done 4, we got 3 left. That is coming up. This is Financial Insanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
News, tips, the financial tricks, all right here.
It's the kind of dazzle we need around here.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group.
Welcome back to Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman along with Scott McLean. Thank you so much for joining us. Yes, and if you have any questions, give us a holler, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Today, going through seven easy-to-avoid risks in retirement. And we started this off by risk number one, living too long. Risk two, spending principal. Three was underestimating inflation. And we wrapped up the last segment talking about staying invested in the stock market too long due to the different cycles that we know happen with the market. Yeah. So now, moving on, three left here. And our first one, another underestimation we can make, and in this one is in regard to healthcare costs. And I know that one's tough, Scott, because people always think that they're 10 feet tall and bulletproof until something happens. And so talk a little bit here about that risk, underestimating healthcare costs.
I went to the Florida and went water skiing, and I haven't skied in almost 35 years. I jump in the water and I couldn't get up. I used to ski at Cypress Gardens. I skied all over the place, water skied. I jumped. I hang glide. I did a lot of fancy water skiing, and I was mad at myself. I couldn't get up. I thought I was 18. In my brain, I was 18 years old. Right. My body was a lot older. Even though I do work out and I was in, thought I was in shape, boy, healthcare could be expensive. My buddy was saying he did the same thing, and he tried to jump start one ski, slalom ski, and he pulled his groin, and he was in the hospital. Healthcare costs, they come up suddenly. One day you feel great. The next day you can't even walk down the stairs. One day you feel like $1 million. The next day you feel like a dollar bill or less. And I think the cost of the healthcare is extra. It's just amazing how it's gone up. Now, the government's trying to fix that. And obviously, it's not, it's going to keep continue going up. Hopefully, there'll be no medications, new stuff for us. But this means for those of you who are retiring, you got to pick what medication plan, what Medicare plan you're going to pick out, what option is. We want to guide people with this area. And those people in the 60s, currently the cost of family, the health care is right around $200,000. You figure the cost of someone being taken care of. Is home health care about $200,000? Let's say I'm wrong. Let's say you're going to stay home and have your kids take care of you. That's not going to happen most of the time. Maybe you want to pull money out and you're going to get a full-time health care worker that I have with one of our clients, and his wife has MS. He is taking care of his lovely wife, but he's got a full-time person. He's spending around $80,000 a year, and he's at his own house. So good quality health care, and you start throwing into an inflation, that $200,000 could easily be $800,000, or perhaps that $100,000 could be $400,000. It doesn't matter. It costs a lot of money. Pay attention to those areas. Please get in shape, work out. You know what's right to do. We all have 24 hours a day, I guess, and I'm talking to myself, by the way, Alex. You know, working that extra 1 hour a day, just working out, could be vital, and eating the right food. But healthcare costs are going out of control.
That is for sure. All right, risk number six. Got two left, going through seven easy-to-avoid retirement risks. This one here, Scott, changes in policies or government programs. Well, that never happens. What are you talking about?
It never happens. Yeah, no. Think about we, you know, they change policies all the time. They're giving away free money the last few years. Now we have rapid inflation because we got too much money chasing too few goods. Now we have another issue, inflationary, and which is now hitting our health care, which we just spoke about. And now the government wants to reduce Social Security. Think about Social Security, Alex. It's already slated on the table to be reduced if they don't fix this deal.
Right.
And you think, whoa. If I'm getting $1,000 a month and there's a 23% reduction, which is already slated, well, that means if I'm getting $1,000 a month, that means I'm getting $230 less. Ugh. Now, I don't know about you, but that means you have to drive one car, not two cars.
Right.
Or maybe buy a Happy Meal and split the Happy Meal with you and your lovely significant others or your kids. It's out of control. So when the government, so that's why we have to really pay attention and we have to vote. I'm not going to go on any Republican or Democrat or independent. You got to go out and vote, but you got to know the issues. And the issues for those of us that are getting older, like myself, Alex, you're a baby. You have nothing to know what I'm talking about, but you got a mom and dad. And the most important thing is, by the way, Alex, is your grandpa and grandma alive?
I do have a grandma who is nearly 100, my friend.
What?
Very, very close, knocking on the door of 100. So I do
have
a grandma on my mom's side, still kicking and loving to see her great-grandchildren at this point.
Oh, wow. That is, I got bad genes. My genes are all ripped. My mom and dad died at 74, 75. My grandpa and grandmama, they died at 84, 85. And my mom's grandma died at 86. And my grandfather, my mom's side, he died in an accident driving a truck. So we'll just leave that one out. But I got bad juices. You got good ones. That's exciting. But for those of you who have maybe jeans that aren't that exciting, maybe you go to Wrangler or Levi's, but yeah, that's not a jean I'm talking about. But the jeans of course, government programs, how the government program could change and shift the way you're taking income, the way you pull money out of your 401ks or your IRAs, 403bs. This is a critical change. When the government says you inherit money from your parents, called an inherited IRA, and now you have to pull it out over 10 years. How do you structure, for those of you about to receive money, listen to me, about to inherit money because maybe mom and dad or maybe a child passed away, sibling passed away. I deal with this all the time. This is all I do. And this is why you want to watch with the government, how you're going to be taxed. We talked about taxes earlier, but how you're going to be taxing that money and how do you structure this in line of Social Security along with the government rules. This number six, changes in policies or government programs, could be really disastrous if you're not paying attention to this on a yearly basis, Alex. So please, if you want questions, by the way, I got answers. You got questions, I got answers. 609-488-4646. I'd love to help you with it. Give me a call off the air, 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you. Alex, what was number seven? I know there's seven of them.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to bring it out.
Let's put a bow on this, my friend. Touchdown and an extra point. We got seven. Easy to avoid retirement risk. We laugh a little bit at the word easy, but we're going to go ahead and call this easy. But here's the last risk. Risk number seven, unexpected events. And you've hinted to this, Scott, but you can't plan for everything, my friend.
Can, Alex. The unexpected events is one of the areas you live too long. We want to live long as long as it's healthy. You know, guys out there, the unexpected events, and I've deal this all the time. The lovely spouse passed away, but they didn't know when they came in for a second opinion that they weren't going to get their spouse's pension. Unexpected risk, unexpected event. And now they're worried about living on cat food versus real food. Now, we also speak about this. I'm not making light of this because this could wreak tremendous havoc on people's lives when you're living on a nice income and all of a sudden it's changed overnight. One day you're healthy. A client came in here And now his beautiful spouse has multiple sclerosis. She was beautiful. She came in here before she had it. Today, she can't even sit up in a chair straight up and down. The disease came out of nowhere. This changes lives. Can you plan for it? No, you hit your knees and you go to the God above and say, hey, Jesus, I need help, or whoever you pray to. I need a plan. I need a game plan. For those of you, don't do it yourself. Get someone who's done it for so many people. Or maybe you have an estate issue, will, power of attorney, living will, and you go to the hospital and your mom and dad are probably sick or something, and you go there to help them and you don't have the power of attorney for healthcare matters or the power of attorney for financial matters. This unexpected event, well, pay attention to all the details. So, Alex, and for those people that are younger listening, guys, make sure your parents' legal documents are up to date. Oh, by the way, make sure yours is up to date. Dust them off. Take a look. We don't know what life has. We don't know what's given. The grass withers. The flower fades. But I can tell you that the word stands forever. I don't know where you guys stand out there listening to me. But, you know, in a wonderful season we're in, we're feeling good today. Okay, great time to plan. Let's plan for the good, the bad, and what's that movie?
Yeah.
Ugly, right? So, and I think when you think about this, because we don't know what lies ahead, because I can tell you the loss of one income from a spouse could be disastrous. Or maybe having to take care of your mom or dad, sure, and didn't think you had to, and now you have to leave work early. We've gone through that with our clients. I wasn't planning on retiring, Scott, at 61. I know you, in our notes, it says you want to retire at 65, 66. Well, my mom needs my help and I'm going to be taking care of her.
Yep.
Game changer.
And sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes it's the adult child that needs
more help.
Oh my
goodness, that's exactly right. We have special needs kids out there that have been taken care of. All of a sudden your child maybe gets in a traffic accident. Now you're raising their kids, your grandkids.
Sure.
Life has a way of sometimes being, could not unfair, but it seems unfair.
Yeah.
It's what's in the cards. Guys, we just spoke, and Alex brought up in the show seven concerns that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Concerns that are really important to you as we plan, as we go into a new segment of life, procrastination, or as you're planning for your future, as those going into retirement. We spoke about it, and let me give you a quick rundown, as Alex did very well. Number one, we talked about your monies, and we talked about several different risks. If you're concerned about your money, that's all we do. 609-488-4646. Seems simple. Seems like you'll never forget it, but it happens. Give me a call off the air, 609-488-464. I'm here for you. Guys, I'm right around the corner, right across from ShopRite. You'll see the beautiful building, the lighthouse. We're here. We're for you. Thanks for taking time with us. We wish you the very best. I hope this is helpful for you, you guys, as we talk about the risks, the seven risks in retirement.
Yes, and Scott, you did such a great job going through them. Risk one, living too long. Risk two, spending principal. Risk three, underestimating inflation. Four, staying invested in the stock market too long. You had five, underestimating healthcare costs. Six, changes in policies or government programs. Seven, unexpected events. And if you have any questions for Scott, you can give him a call always at 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. Just add a .com for the website. And
we have
more Financial Insanity with Scott McClain coming up.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Sounds like the mailman's here.
It's time to answer questions from the McLean Advisory Group mailbag.
Scott gets questions each and every week about all things retirement. So now, here, financial insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. We got the mailbag segment, and this is always a lot of fun and important, too, to answer the questions of some folks out there, some common retirement questions. How about common credit mistakes? Somebody might be thinking I need to build some credit. Somebody might be thinking I need to educate a young person in my life about credit. Somebody might be thinking what opportunities exist later on in life. What are some common credit mistakes, Scott?
Number one is you open up a lot of credit cards, but then you start canceling them. That's going to hurt your credit score if you need the credit. Many people I'm talking to right now, Alex, probably don't need credit. I mean, you're a young man. I'm an old goat. But a lot of people out there don't need the credit. They're not buying stuff anymore. But if you're still buying stuff and you got a credit card, just kind of put it away. Maybe put it in a coffee can, put it in the freezer and with water so you're not tempted to use it. Unless you're a credit card holic and you're cracking up bills. So you want to eliminate that debt. Second thing, of course, on top of that is if you have some credit, maybe you're just building your credit. Maybe some of you listening right now, maybe you had a bump in the road. Maybe you went through a bankruptcy and you're now trying to build your credit. Well, get a couple of credit cards. Even if you're 60, why not build it up in case you need it? So I'm talking to both types of people here because this could be helpful to you. And that's a great question. Because debt can be a good thing, good debt like a house. Revolving debt versus fixed debt. How you pay the debt off is critically important. Revolving debt versus fixed debt. And so I think about that and your credit card and the debts you're going to have. Then I think about when you're going to buy things. Because really, when you pay off your mortgage, you have pretty much a debt. And if you had a equity line of credit, equity lines of credit pays off faster than fixed mortgages. Let me say it again. Equity line of credit pays off faster than your fixed mortgages because the interest keeps going down on the equity line of credit. So you're not paying interest on that principal. So if you're paying extra money in to your mortgage on a equity line of credit, that means you don't pay that much interest on the next payment cycle. So it eats up the debt much faster versus you think about the revolving debt, the 18% could kill you. So really be careful how, if you're trying to pay your debt down, you might want to give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. I just really want to help people that are in debt. You know what? Life happens. We all go through poop. Some of you might be saying, oh, I don't need to worry about this segment. I don't need to listen to this. Well, that's okay. I guarantee you might have a friend out there that's going out to dinner with you that might be not in a very good position. Maybe they're hurting and they're using their credit card not because they want to, because they have to. Maybe a good consult, maybe have them give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. But again, you kind of want, when you look at debt stacking and revolving debt, that could lead to debt-free financial independence. And we love to help those people with those questions. Again, I just want to, you know, I go into depth things. I get so excited. I've been in the business now going to my 41st year, and I love helping people and educating them what to do. If you'd like that help, if you'd like to say, Scott, I want a guidance. I need help. I'd love to talk to you off the air. 609-488-4646. That's why people come in and visit with us. It's because we educate them, showing them smart, sound decisions to make their money work for them. 609-488-4646. Why do you think I called our show Financial Insanity? Out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. Thanks for joining us today. I hope this was helpful. Look forward to hearing from you guys. And stay tuned to our new workshops. Go to our website, 609-488-4646.com.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.